With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security is set to expire at midnight tonight.
Lawmakers have left town after failing to pass a Homeland Security funding bill. Democrats and the White House traded offers this week, but the Senate fell short of the votes needed to advance a bill. The expected result is a partial or mini government shutdown affecting the DHS.
That is Greg Clugson reporting. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz calling for the U.S. and Europe to repair and revive the transatlantic trust. Together, correspondent Emma Burrows is on hand for the Global Peace Summit.
Last year, Vice President J.D. Vance came and launched a blistering attack on America's European allies, forcing leaders to confront a future where the U.S. is not always aligned with Europe. Since then, President Donald Trump has berated Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office. The White House has largely cut Europeans out of direct negotiations between Ukraine and Russia to end the war. And Trump threatened to use force to take control of Greenland, part of America's NATO ally Denmark.
And that is correspondent Emma Burrows reporting. The administration is taking legal action against Harvard.
The lawsuit says the Ivy League school has refused to provide admissions records that the Justice Department demanded. The DOJ is trying to ensure that Harvard has stopped using affirmative action in admissions. The lawsuit says that Harvard has, quote-unquote, thwarted efforts to investigate potential discrimination. It's asking a judge to order the university to turn over the records. This is the latest salvo in President Trump's standoff with Harvard, which has faced billions of dollars in funding cuts and other sanctions after it rejected a list of demands from the administration last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
After big losses yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow right now at 108 points. This is SRN News. Alabama considers a law to protect churches. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a report.
The legislation would make disrupting a worship service of any kind a felony with a 10-year prison sentence attached. The bill is a direct response to last month's invasion of a church service in Minnesota by activists protesting President Trump's immigration policies. Republican State Representative Greg Barnes sponsored the measure and tells the Alabama Political Reporter, quote, "No one has the right to disrupt a church service." Michael Harrington reported.
A Mexican pastor has been jailed for refusing to take part in a Catholic ritual. International Christian Concern reports that Pastor Mariano Martinez was locked up after declining to pray to a statue of a Catholic saint during a recent public celebration. Martinez was in jail for 5 days. Then local leaders let him out but banished him from his village. He had to leave behind members of his family as well as his small congregation. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on another resignation tied to Jeffrey Epstein.
The top lawyer for investment bank Goldman Sachs, Kathy Remler, is resigning after emails between her and Jeffrey Epstein showed a close relationship. Remler was also White House counsel in the Obama administration. Remler has called Epstein a monster in recent statements. But before he was arrested a second time for sex crimes in 2019, she called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey in emails and said she adored him. After she left the White House in 2014, Remler received several expensive gifts from Epstein, including luxury handbags and a fur coat. Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes in 2008. I'm Donna Warder.
New England Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs has pleaded not guilty to a felony strangulation charge and misdemeanor assault and battery. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.